this show, Helen and Edgar, is about my childhood.
Helen is your sister?
Yes.
So Helen and Edgar, you're telling about your childhood? Was the childhood that specific or weird or?
I guess it was a little strange.
It was strange? How come?
Well, I just, our mother kept us very isolated, so it was just the three of us.
No contact with the rest of the world.
Helen and me, very little.
And why did your mother do that?
I think she was frightened of other people.
So with the three of you, you lived in the house and nobody ever came to visit you?
No.
Where's the father in this story?
He died before I was born.
So Helen is your older sister?
Yes.
Gangton Hill Snell, did the name. I read an interview, and you said that you wanted to become a poet.
Yes.
So you changed your mind half of your life somewhere?
No, I write poetry, and that's actually how I got involved in show business and performing.
You started as a poet?
Was reading my poems.
Aha. And then was it later on that you thought it might be good to tell the story of our strange youth?
Yeah, I started out doing poetry readings, and then I began writing monologues and plays mainly about my childhood, and then I recently have begun just telling stories that are all completely true.
They're all completely true?
Yeah. The plays that I started out writing were sort of fantastical, based on my childhood, but fantastical, but Helen and Edgar is all simply the truth.
The truth and nothing else but the truth.
Yeah.
What does Helen think about this?
Well, Helen hasn't seen this show.
And is she going to see it? Or do you want her to see it?
I would love for her to see it, but she has not seen it yet. She's living in Italy, so...
Oh, she went to Italy?
Yeah.
Because your youth is in Savannah, in the United States? Where do you live nowadays?
In New York.
In New York. You went to New York. Your sister went to Italy, and you travel around the world with the strange stories of your youth.
Yeah.
We would love to hear some of it, is that possible?
Well, I'll give you a brief excerpt from the show.
Sorry?
Yeah.
It's for Villa Thaus.
Yeah, for Villa.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone understands English.
Well, they do.
Yeah. They all do.
I have trouble, but they do.
Well, at night we would return to the house on 36th Street and lock ourselves in, and then we'd plunge the downstairs into darkness, and all three make the terrifying journey up the stairs together and bolt ourselves in for the night. We're all three so terrified of the dark, it never would have occurred to any of us to have a room of our own. We all three slept together in the big front bedroom. We would lie beneath dim shaded lamps on our three narrow beds that all faced in different directions. And Mother would shuffle her gypsy witch cards and ask the cards things like what she should have to eat the next day. Eventually, the gypsy witch cards persuaded Mother to go on a banana split diet. Invariably, Mother's cry would come in the night, "Rub my feet! Rub my feet!" So Helen and I would take turns sitting at the foot of Mother's bed for hours, kneading and twisting and tickling and pulling at Mother's feet. We played "This Little Piggy Went to Market with Mother's Toes" deep into the night. Sometimes in the middle of the night, Mother would decide that we had to talk to the Ouija board. Do you know what that is?
No. What is it?
We are the Ouija board for communicating with spirits.
Ghosts and spirits.
Oh.
Yes. So we'd all get up and sit around the board with our fingers poised as lightly as possible on the planchette. When Mother was at the board, the planchette would fly around wildly and the Ouija would say things like, "Tonight is the night of the killer. Don't go to sleep, or you'll wake up dead." So we'd all sit up in our beds waiting for the killer to strike. And I'll stop there.
Ha!